Emperor Augustus orders a census to be taken throughout the Roman Empire, so everyone has to return to his ancestral home for registration. Joseph, who is a descendant of David, returns to his native city of Bethlehem in Judea to register. Traveling with him is Mary, who is soon to have a child. The city is crowded with others who have come to register, and no rooms are available, so they take shelter with the animals. Mary gives birth to a son, and she wraps him in bands of cloth and lays him in a manger. Angels appear to shepherds tending flocks in the fields near there and say to them, "Don't be afraid. I am here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people. This very day in David's town your Savior is born, Christ the Lord. And this is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." A manger is a feeding trough or box to hold hay for horses or cattle to eat. Suddenly, a great army of heaven's angels appeared with the angel, singing praises to God. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom he is pleased. The shepherds hurry off to Bethlehem and find the baby lying in a manger. They tell Mary and Joseph about what the angels told them, and all who hear what the shepherds say are amazed. After the eighth day, the baby is circumcised and given the name Jesus, as the angel had told Mary and Joseph. The time came for them to take Jesus to the temple in Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, because every firstborn is to be dedicated to the Lord according to the law of Moses. More information can be found in the book of Luke, chapter 2. Author's note: in the ancient times near the beginning of creation, mankind's calendar was measured by length of the days and nights, the position of the stars, and the cycle of the moon. The Chaldean and Egyptian astrologers became quite learned on the movement of the astronomical bodies. The Jewish calendar was measured in terms of harvest times, the ripening of the fruit on the trees, the rainy winter months, and religious festivals. In 46 BC, Julius Caesar's calendar made a great advance over contemporary calendars and had 365 and one quarter days a year. This was to be the start of the Christian era calendar, meaning everything that happened before the birth of Christ was noted BC, and everything that happened after the birth of Christ was noted AD, Anno Domini, Latin for in the year of our Lord. This Christian era calendar was introduced to the world in the 6th century, or 600 AD. There was a stark error in this calendar, and it is now agreed that the beginning of the era should have been fixed at least 4 years earlier. So instead of Jesus being born in 1 AD, it is thought he was born in 5 BC. More information can be found in the Zondervan Pictorial Bible Dictionary. Astrologers come from the east to King Herod asking, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him honor." His star is foretold in the book of Numbers, chapter 24, verse 17. King Herod is greatly disturbed along with the rest of Jerusalem and asks the priest and scribes where the Messiah was to be born. They reply, "In Bethlehem of Judea. And here is what the prophet Micah has written: And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the princes of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." It can be found in Micah, chapter 5, verse 1. Herod sends the astrologers to Bethlehem and instructs them to return with information about the child so that he can pay homage to the Messiah too. The astrologers find the baby Jesus with Joseph and Mary and present their precious gifts. They are warned in a dream not to return to Herod, and they return to their country by another route. Joseph receives a message from an angel of the Lord in a dream: "Get up and take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you otherwise. Herod is searching for the child to destroy him." Joseph takes Mary and the baby Jesus to Egypt. Herod realizes he has been deceived by the astrologers and becomes furious. he orders the killing of all male babies younger than 2 years old in Bethlehem and the regions surrounding the city. Then what was said by Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled. A cry was heard at Ramah, sobbing and loud lamentation, Rachel bewailing her children, no comfort for her, since they are no more. Can be found in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 15. Herod dies and is succeeded by his son Archelaus as king of Judea. Joseph is told by an angel of the Lord in a dream to take Mary and the child and return to Israel, fulfilling what was said by the Lord to the prophet Hosea. Out of Egypt I have called my son. Can be found in Hosea chapter 11, verse 1. Joseph hears that Herod's son is now king and he is afraid to go back to Judea, but he is guided by God to settle in the city of Nazareth in Galilee. It can be found in Matthew chapter 2, verses 22 and 23.